Bengals fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field for what will be the final time this season. It's a beautiful night for baseball. We're sitting around 85 degrees with a slight... Another reminder, you still got time to bring your family out to the ballpark here at Tiger Field in Redding, California. It's the finale of this game series and the finale of the 2024 summer season. The Colt 45s will be sending Eric Winchester out to the mound. He's getting the baseball tonight from manager Bob Anderson to take on NBO Sacramento. And Dan Acedo. The starting lineups have now been announced, and Eric Winchester is concluding his warm-up tosses out there in left field. The Colt 45s looking to get their 19th win in a row. They won the ball game last night. They're looking for the three-game streak to close out their season. As I said before, it'll be the 6'4", 230 right-hand pitcher out of Stetson University in Diamond Bar, California, Eric Winchester. On the year, he has a 2.30 ERA in seven games. He started all seven. He has one complete game shutout. That was a no-hitter that came earlier in the season against TKB Baseball. He struck out 12 in that outing and walked one. He went the distance, and the Colt 45s won the ballgame by a score of 3-0. In Winchester's last outing, he went four innings, giving up three earned runs, seven hits, struck out four. That was against the South Bay Storm. The Colt 45s won that ballgame by a score of 22-7. On the year, Winchester's 6-0. One game where he did not get the win, the Colt 45 still went on to win the ball game by a score of 11-8 when they scored three in the bottom of the eighth. The Colt 45 wearing their home yellows with the black short sleeves underneath, and NBO Sacramento back in their road short sleeve blue jerseys. Eric Winchester has been the ace all season long for the Colt 45. Nearly every time he's gone out there, he has dominated the opposing team. That is what he looks to do tonight, facing off against NBO Sacramento. NBO Sacramento is the only other team this season who has came to visit Tiger Field and play the Colt 45 in two separate instances. In the first three-game series earlier in the year, the NBO Sacramento Ball Club was able to steal one game. They got the win in the second game of the series. It was a 4-0, 11-7 loss, rather, on June 21st, and then the previous loss before that for the Colt 45s, which is the last loss they've had this season, was June 25th against the Fresno Athletics by a score of 4-0. Now we're getting some pregame festivities, so both ball clubs will be coming together to stretch out a big American flag as we did on Independence Day earlier this season. And while they get that set up, I'll get you the starting lineups for NBO Sacramento. They'll be sending their leadoff man, Brett Griffiths, out there to lead things off playing shortstop, followed by Lance Sabaki at second base, Henry Palmer in center field, Duncan Hansen, the DH. Willie Kadem at first, Brad Morris, catcher, Drew Hansen in left, Forrest Kistner in right, and Dylan Dre at third. For the next rendition, it will be Scott Lewis singing our nation's anthem, as now they have all the players organized, getting ready to stretch up the American flag as we begin with our nation's anthem. Again, the final game of the 2024 season. Colt 45 is looking to extend their winning streak to 19 games and get their 35th win of the year. Facing off against NBO Sacramento, Colt 45 will be sending their ace, Eric Winchester, out there on the hill. The tall righty standing at 6'4". Has a 2.30 ERA. He's 6-0 on the season, looking for his seventh win in this 2024 summer season. As we now almost have the flag ready to unfold, as Scott Lewis will be singing his last national anthem of this season. He's done a great job all season long for the Colt 45s, singing the national anthem on a consistent basis. And after tonight's final national anthem for the season. We will get the Colt 45 starting lineups as well, and I'll get you some offensive numbers from this series for each of the starting players in the lineup tonight. And while we have this pause here, I'd like to thank all my listeners who have tuned in off and on all season long, or consistently tuned in as well. I know a lot of families are listening of the Colt 45. Now the Flyers have begun to unravel United States flag. And we will set to get things started here. We will keep it on air as we typically do. Takes up about half of diamond, stretching a little bit of the pitcher's mound all the way down to home plate, stretching from in between first base and third base. They are now still getting organized a little bit, and the full crowd here at Tiger Field with still more fans pouring in. Should be a fun night at the ballpark, and a very cool night at the ballpark as the game time temperature is around 85 degrees, which is much cooler than it's been all season long. Now the flag is unraveled as the fans applaud the efforts here, making sure to not let the flag touch the ground out of respect for our nation. Now Scott Lewis will begin things here of our nation's anthem. Time this season, that was Scott Lewis with tonight's edition of the Star Central Banner as they wrap up the flag. Set to get things started here at Tiger Field in Redding, California. NBO Sacramento taking on the Colt 45s. Eric Winchester facing off against Dan Acedo. And to go back over the NBO Sacramento starting lineup, it's going to be Brett Griffiths at short, Lance Sabaki at second, Henry Palmer in center, Duncan Hansen, the DH, followed by Willie Tatum at first. Brad Morris will be back behind the dish. He caught the first game of this series. Now he'll be catching the third game, having the night off last night. Then it'll be Drew Hansen in left, Forrest Kistner in right, and Dylan Gray at third. For the Colt 45s, they'll be sending Eric Winchester out now to shut down this NBO offense and hopefully get their 19th win in a row, close out the season with their 35th win of the campaign. They'll be sending Steve Ella to lead things off and playing second base as he's done all season long. He'll be followed up in the lineup by Griffith Fenn. He's been the hottest hitter in this series. He's 6-for-9 with 3 walks and a home run in the last 2 games. Then McGuire Smith will be out there in left, followed by Kyle Norton playing first base and batting cleanup for the third game in a row. Then Noah Betanko will be back in the lineup at the DH spot. He's 2-for-4. He was 2-for-4 in the first game with 2 walks and 6 RBIs. Carter Dorison will be doing the catching. He'll be behind the dish calling the balls and strikes for Mr. Eric Winchester out there on the hill. He went 2-for-2 in game 1 and walked 4 times. He'll be followed by Kiana Mizuta in right. He's walked and homered this series as well, followed by Sutter Moss, who's 4-for-7 in the series with a walk. He'll be at shortstop. And then Joel Calderon, who was flashing the leather last night, will be back out there at the hot corner. He's 2-for-5 in the series with a walk. So Vela at second, Finn in center, Smith in left, Norton at first, Betanko the DH, followed by Jorison, the catcher, Mizuta in right, Moss at short, and Calderon at third, face off against the MBO Sacramento Ball Club. Nicole 45 have begun their defensive warm-ups. So you get ready to take the field. Eric Winchester is concluding his warm-up tosses out there in the bullpen. Again, the Colt 45 seems for their 35th win on the season. For Eric Winchester, he has a season high of 12 strikeouts. He's done it twice, on June 13th and July 13th against the Alameda Anchors, rather, in a 17-7 win, and then also against the Tehama Bowl Ball Club, where he went 6 innings. He struck out 12. In both of those outings, where he struck out 12, he also walked 3. So he has the command and he has the capabilities to get the punch out. We've seen it all season long. He has a total of 66 strikeouts on the year and only 13 walks in 43 innings of work. He's allowed 28 hits and he's 6-0 in 7 starts. As the Colt 45s are now gathered outside their dugout, they're getting ready to take the field here on this Saturday night edition of Colt 45s Baseball. The Colt 45s, Griffith Fenn will be batting second again tonight. Again, he's 6-for-9 in the series. He's walked 3 times and hit a home run. That solo shot came on the 25th in game 1 of the series. It was a triple short of the cycle and stayed that way even in his 5th at-bat in the 8th inning of that ball game, where he hit a double. He could have taken 3rd, but Dusty Vela had to hold up 3rd as the throw came into the cutoff man and held him up at 3rd base. Dan Aceda will be opposing Eric Winchester for MBO Sacramento, looking to shut down this Colt 45 offense, who has put up a total of 30 runs in 2 games. They've only allowed 12 runs. They won the first game by a score of 22-9. Then they won the second game last night by a score of 7-3, in which their starting pitcher, Ty Cook, went 8 innings. He allowed 3 runs on 7 hits. He walked 2 and struck out 5. Then Trey Bennett got the ball for the 9th inning. For Noah Betanco on the season, he's had quite a year. Betanco is batting .455 and 55 at bats. He also has 25 RBI. He's walked 12 times. That's 1 home run. He'll be the designated hitter tonight and batting 5th behind Kyle Norton. For Kyle Norton, he's also had a fantastic year. He's batting .336 and 107 at-bats. He has 23 RBIs. He's also walked 16 times. Sutter Moss rounding out tonight's lineup. He's batting 8th in front of Joel Calderon, the 9-hitter. Sutter Moss has walked 38 times. He leads the team in 3 passes, but also has 25 RBIs. He's batting .380. Joel Calderon, who splashed the leather a lot last night, will be batting 9th again tonight. He's batting .265. And at the bottom of the lineup, still producing well and is able to flip the lineup over, where Dusty Vela has been able to get RBIs due to Calderon's plate discipline and ability to hit well. The catcher, Carter Jorison, out of Santa Margarita, California, in the first game of the series, he showed his immense plate discipline and walked 4 times before finally getting some pitches to hit. He was able to get a couple of hits in that game. He will be catching Mr. Eric Winchester tonight, as now the Colt 45s have taken the field. Shadows are covering parts of left field and part of the infield between the mound and the third baseline, and a bit of foul territory. Brett Griffiths for NBO Sacramento will be leading things off again and playing shortstop as Winch climbs up the back of the hill and begins his warm-up tosses. Looking to settle in here and pound the strike zone and match or do better than his total of 12 on the year. He has that heater, his prime pitch, that is able to get him swing and misses and also strikeouts. Earlier in the season, I was the color commentator for Mr. Austin White, who after a couple of weeks was then commissioned to go into the Army, so he is serving in our country currently, and he's the one who helped train me, so I'd like to take a moment to thank my colleague Austin White, who helped lead the way for what exactly I do and really helped me hone my skills. And also David Wiley back in the studio, who's been our producer all season long. And of course, Carl and Linda Bott at KCNR, Shasta Redding. You can tune in anytime at 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, or online at KCNR1460.com. Special thanks to them as well for this opportunity to bring you Colt 45's Baseball Live. It's been an honor and a privilege to do this. As Winchester is just about done with his warm-up tosses, he has a fastball slider arsenal, mixing those pitches exclusively. Typically goes fastball slider and then gets a swing and a miss with the fastball. It's a very fast heater, tops out about 92, but has some absolutely filthy horizontal movement and a little bit of vertical movement too. As Brett Griffiths will saunter up the plate, he'll step in from that right side, deep in the box, and steps into the box, ready to get this game started. The infield playing at most depth with the third baseman Calderon, and playing a couple steps back to the line at third. Now Winchester, loved by his belt, peering into Dorsen, who sets up low and in, and Winchester winds and fuels, fastball upstairs for ball one. First pitch comes in at 7:22 on this Saturday night from Tiger Field in Redding, California. Now Winch winds and deals the 1-0. It's fouled back to the screen. Evens up the count at 1-1. We're scoreless in this top of the first inning. It's a 1-1 count on the right end hitting Brett Griffiths, who is 3-for-8 in the series with a home run. Now Winchester gets a sign, kicks and deals the 1-1. Foul tipped into the glove of Jorison for strike two. 1-2. And Winchester's last outing, he went 6 innings. 4 innings, rather. The outing before that, he went 6. Winchester winds and deals. Swing and a miss. It's foul tipped into the glove. Held on by Jorison for the strikeout. And that's the way the ball game begins. There's one gone here in this top of the first. It's a scoreless ball game. I'm Jacob Green with KCNR Shasta Redding. It's great to have you with us on this Saturday night edition of Colt 45's Baseball. Now it'll be the second baseman, Lance Sabaki, stepping into the box, a right-hand hitter. With the Sox up high, takes a fastball on the outer half, a called strike one at the belt. No balls and one strike on NBO's second baseman as Winchester peering in to get a sign. Now kicks and deals again, the 0-1. Slider, this is just a bit low. Evens up the count at 1-1. Now Winchester peering in at Jorison. Jorison sits blowing in the 1-1. In the dirt, picked by Jorison. Count moves to 2-1. Winchester will go for a little walk with his socks up high. Colt 45's donning their yellow home jerseys with the black short sleeves underneath. Now the 2-1 delivery from Winchester. Fastball misses upstairs for ball three. 3-1. Winchester on the year has only walked 13 batters. His last two outings, he's walked 3. Now the 3-1 delivery, the right-hand hitting Sabaki misses low, and Sabaki works a walk. He'll take first base on the free pass. And Henry Palmer will come to the plate. Palmer last night was in center field. He went 3-for-5 with 3 singles. Right-hand hitter, wide stance, deep in the box. Slightly open, Kyle Norton holds on Palmer at first. Now Winchester comes set out of the stretch, first base out of the rubber, kicks and deals. Foul ball kicks away from Jorison. And he didn't foul it. The umpire calls he did not foul it. Jorison recovers the baseball, throws down to second where Baylor's on the bag, and Sabaki trying to reach second base is thrown out by Jorison. A great play by Carter Jorison, the backstop. The umpire initially looked like he called it foul. He raised his hands up in the air, but then said the ball was live as Henry Palmer did not make contact with it. So now it's an 0-1 count. Winchester now back pitching out of the windup. The 0-1 delivery is ground ball past the diving Calder in the third into left field for base hit. Over the field it is Smith. Rounding first, but holding there with a wide turn at first base is Palmer. So Winchester surrenders a base hit. And now Duncan Hansen will come to the plate. A right-hand hitter. Duncan Hansen played in game one. He was the catcher. In game two, rather, last night, he went 0-for-4 with three flyouts. So he can hit the ball in the air. Winchester comes set out of the stretch with the runner on. Delivers a fastball on the inner half at the knees called strike one. Palmer is being held on at first base by Kyle Norton. Two steps off the bag or so. Doesn't look like he's going. Now Winchester comes set. From the first base side, the 0-1 delivery runner not going. A swung on and missed for strike two. No balls and two strikes to the right-hand hitter. Duncan Hansen, who's the DH tonight. Now Winchester comes set. Runner at first. The 0-2 delivery with two outs. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Winchester says good morning, good afternoon, and good night. The side is retired as Winchester gets his second strikeout of the evening. We're scoreless after the top of the first inning. We're headed to the home half of the first. Tonight's game is sponsored by Cincy University. Cincy University is dedicated to nurturing a community of faithful champions, individuals who understand that their education is their calling. Their commitment goes beyond academic excellence. It's about cultivating leaders who, inspired by their faith, are ready to address the challenges of the world with compassion and integrity. Cincy University, online at cincinu.edu.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with the promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with the promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
You always wanted to finish your degree. Now is the time, as Simpson University is still open. Our adult degree completion program is flexible, convenient, and affordable. We know you are busy, so you can attend classes here in the Reading area or online and finish your bachelor's degree in as little as 12 to 16 months. Our programs are affordable, convenient, and flexible. Classes are beginning soon. To learn more about how to finish your degree and advance your career, go to simpson.edu or call 530-226-4606.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Reading, California. NBO Sacramento. And Dan Acedo will be taking the field against Dusty Bela, Griffin Vent, and McGuire Smith as the Colts Fives get their first try at the right hand pitcher, Dan Acedo, who concludes his warm up tosses. Dusty Bela will be leading things off, batting left. He's 3-for-8 in the series and has 4 walks. The defense behind Dan Acedo is going to be Dylan Frey at third, Brett Griffiths at short, Lance Sabaki at second, and Willie Tatum over there at first. Brad Morris will be doing the catching as he did in game one, then left to right field will be Drew Hansen, Henry Palmer, and Forrest Kiffner from left to right field. As now, Dusty Bela will walk to the plate and dig in from that left side, deep in the box, a slightly open stance. Dusty Bela on the year, batting 347. He's got 36 RBIs. First pitch swinging, pops this one toward the left field line, giving chase as a left fielder, shortstop, and third baseman. And none of them are going to get to it. It's out of play for a long strike one. The left fielder, Drew Hansen, along with Dylan Drey, the third baseman, and Brett Griffiths, the shortstop, all gave chase. They'll now make their way back to their respective positions. as Acedo comes set first base out of the rubber, kicks and deals the 0-1 to the left-hand hitting Vela. This one's grounded. Chopper toward the second baseman gloves and tosses on over to first for the 4-3 put out. The second baseman, Lance Sabatke, to the first baseman, Willie Tatum. Now Griffith Benn will come to the plate. He's 6-for-9 in the series with 3 walks and a home run. That solo shot came in game 1 of the series on the 25th of July, a couple of days ago. Steps into the box and even stance on the left side as Acedo lines and deals. Change up on the outside corner at the belt called strike 1. Griffith Fenn is playing center field tonight, as he has the previous 2 games as well. He was playing right field to start the season. The 0-1 delivery misses upstairs to even up the count at 1-1, but has now since shifted on over to center field. Delivery is fouled back to the screen. Make the count 1-2. 1-2 with 1 out. The infield playing at normal depth. Shifted a little bit back. Now Acedo comes set. Kicks and delivers. Swing! And a miss by Fenn. Ball in the dirt. Got him to chase. And Griffith Fenn is down on strikes as the catcher Brad Morris was able to pick it and keep it off the dirt. He holds on to strike 3. That is out number 2 of this scoreless ball game. It's the bottom of the first with 2 gone now for the left-hand hitting McGuire Smith, who's playing left field tonight, as he's been doing all season. He has also played some time at first base. Acedo winds and deals first pitch fastball on the inside corner called strike 1. The ball is in 1 on the Colt 45's left fielder. Acedo gets a sign now, winds and deals. McGuire Smith swings at this one, and it's going to drop in front of the center fielder Palmer for a base hit. McGuire Smith has himself a single, his second hit of the series. And now Kyle Norton will step to the plate. Tonight's cleanup hitter as Hank the Bat Boy gets some applause from the near capacity crowd here at Tiger Field. Now the cleanup man will step into the box. Another left-hand hitter. He's 2-for-9 in the series and has 2 sacrifice flies. First pitch out of the stretch from Acedo is going to go off the catcher. Goes back toward the away on deck circle and taking second base easily on the pass ball is McGuire Smith. Now Kyle Norton checks back into the box with a 1-0 count now. Betanco's on deck. McGuire Smith now in scoring position. The 1-0 delivery from Acedo out of the stretch. Fastball misses up and away for ball 2. 2 balls and no strikes on the cleanup hitter, tonight's first baseman. Acedo checks the runner back at second. Now kicks and deals the 2-0. This one's hit in the air toward left center. Center fielder giving chase should be playable. He'll squeeze it on the run a few feet from the track for out number 3. So the Colt 45s threaten, but they do not score. They lead 1. We're scoreless after 1 headed to the top of the second inning. Tonight's Colt 45's baseball game is brought to you by Simpson University. Simpson University is dedicated to nurturing a community of faithful champions, individuals who understand that their education is their calling. Their commitment goes beyond academic excellence. It's about cultivating leaders who, inspired by their faith, are ready to address the challenges of the world with compassion and integrity. Simpson University at simpsonu.edu.
Years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
You always wanted to finish your degree. Now is the time, and Simpson University is still open. Our adult degree completion program is flexible, convenient, and affordable. We know you are busy, so you can attend classes here in the Reading area or online and finish your bachelor's degree in as little as 12 to 16 months. Our programs are affordable, convenient, and flexible. Classes are beginning soon. To learn more about how to finish your degree and advance your career, go to simpson.edu or call 530-226-4606.
Hello, fans. Welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. It's going to be the right-hand hitting Willie Tatum facing off against Eric Winchester. Winchester's got the windup. Winds and deals a fastball. Swing and a miss from the right-hand hitting Tatum for strike one. The top of the second in this close ball game, Winchester with the Sox up high, winds and deals the 0-1, a fastball in the inner half, called strike two right at the belt. Now Winchester working quick, gets a sign from Jorison. The 0-2 delivery with nobody out in the top of the second, misses upstairs for ball one. One ball and two strikes now on Indio Sacramento's first baseman, Tatum, last night. Had a solid night at the plate, but 1-2 delivery misses low, keeping up the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. He walked 4 times and had 2 stolen bases as well as a single. He was 1-for-1 with 4 walks and 2 stolen bases. 2-2 delivery from Winchester is a ground ball up the middle and past the mound, over the mound, kicked right between Vela and Sutter Moss converging on it. They couldn't quite get to it. It's a base hit for Willie Tatum. He wins the battle against Winchester, and the leadoff man is aboard. The Colt 45 will move the infield to double play depth. Eric Winchester, the 6'4 right-hander out of Simpson University, tonight's sponsor of the game. He concluded his senior year there this past spring. The top of the second, runner at first, that's Tatum. He had 2 stolen bases last night as Winchester delivers out of the windup a fastball on the inside corner. Called strike one on the catcher, Brad Morris. Brad Morris was the catcher on the 25th, the first game of the series. Winchester checks Tatum back at first. The 0-1 delivery is a slider. Hit foul out of play for strike two. And in that game, Brad Morris went 2-for-5. He struck out twice. Steps back into the box now. Open stance for the right-hand hitter. Winchester, glove at the belt, comes set. Brings it up to his shoulders. The 0-2 delivery with Tatum on first in the infield of double play depth is swung on and missed. Ball in the dirt. Jorison holds on to it. Able to pick it right off the dirt. And Brad Morris is down swinging for out number one. And strikeout number three for Eric Winchester. Now the left-hand hitting Drew Hansen will come to the plate, the left fielder tonight, with one out in this top of the second. Runner at first, that's Tatum. Colt 45 just need a ground ball to get the double play and be out of this inning as Winchester delivers a fastball in the outside corner for strike one. No balls and one for strike as Winchester gets a sign. Jorison sets up away. A pickoff into first is not in time. Back quickly is Willie Tatum. Again, Willie Tatum had 2 stolen bases last night, so they want to keep him close here as he's being held on by the first baseman, Norton. Winchester, glove up by his shoulders, comes set. The 0-1 delivery from the first base out of the rubber. Check swing. Field to first. They say yes, he went around. That's strike two. On the left-hand hitting, Drew Hansen, the left fielder for NBO Sacramento tonight. Now Winchester comes set again. The 0-2 delivery with one out and a runner on. Winds and deals, swing and a miss. Strike three. That's strikeout number four for Eric Winchester, and he gets Drew Hansen to swing and miss at the heater. He reared back for that one, blew some high octane right by him for strike three. Hansen not able to keep up to it as the right hand hitting Forrest Kistner now comes to the plate. The right fielder tonight takes a fastball inside. For ball one. One ball and no strikes. As Kistner taps the plate with his bat, now waves it back and forth as Winchester comes set. Still working out the stretch with Tatum at first. The 1-0 delivery is a fastball at the knees on the outside corner. One ball and one strike. the infield still has Sutter Moss, the shortstop, shaded up the middle just a bit. Case the ground ball to second, where they can get the force at second base with Tatum on first. A 1-1 delivery from Winchester. A fastball in the inside corner called strike two. Kistner. And the first game of the series was 1-for-4 with a single. Now Winchester comes set. The 1-2 delivery with Tatum on first and two outs. Misses just a bit high for ball two. Winchester pounding the strike zone with the fastball. Didn't quite get that call because that pitch didn't quite catch the top of the zone. Two balls and two strikes with two outs. Winchester comes set, kicks and deals. Foul tip off the plate and goes foul toward the away on deck circle. Still two balls and two strikes. Winchester will get a new baseball now. Climbs back up the hill. Now peers in it. Carter Jordan, his catcher, to get his sign. Winchester shakes him off. Now agrees with him. Comes set. The 2-2 delivery to the right-hand hitting Kistner. Winchester delivers. It's fouled back to the screen. On the count remains two balls and two strikes. And this now 7-pitch battle. Winchester again gets a new baseball. Rubs it up a little bit. Now the glove tucked by his front leg at the belt. Ball dangling behind him off his back leg. Tatum being held on by Norton at first. Winchester glove up by his shoulder. Now comes set. First base side of the rubber. The 2-2 delivery to the right hand hitting Kistner is fouled back over the screen toward the parking lot. And the count remains two balls and two strikes as Winchester goes for a little walk and prepares now to deliver the 8th pitch of this at bat as Forrest Kistner is battling, trying to get another hit for Indio Sacramento and hopefully scratch across a run. It's a scoreless ball game in the top of the second. The 2-2 delivery from Eric Winchester as Tatum takes his lead at first is a ground ball toward the shortstop. Calderon charges over to his left and throws the first in time for the 5-3 put out. And the side is retired. Yet again, Indio Sacramento strands one. They do not score. We're scoreless after 1.5, headed to the home half of the second inning. Tonight's game is sponsored by Simpson University. Simpson University is dedicated to nurturing a community of faithful champions, individuals who understand their education is their calling. Their commitment goes beyond academic excellence. It's about cultivating leaders who, inspired by their faith, are ready to address the challenges of the world with compassion and integrity. Simpson University at simpsonu.edu.
You always wanted to finish your degree. Now is the time, and Simpson University is still open. Our adult degree completion program is flexible, convenient, and affordable. We know you are busy, so you can attend classes here in the Reading area or online and finish your bachelor's degree in as little as 12 to 16 months. Our programs are affordable, convenient, and flexible. Classes are beginning soon. To learn more about how to finish your degree and advance your career, go to simpson.edu or call 530-226-4606.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tagger Field in Redding, California. The bottom of the second. Noah Betanco will step up to the plate and get his first try at Dan Acedo, the tall right-hander, pitching off the first base side of the rubber for Indio Sacramento. Shadows have now started to cover most of the field here and everywhere but right. There's a few sunspots out in center as well, but the sun is gleaning off of the right fielder's sunglasses. Noah Betanco, the DH tonight, right-hand hitter, steps to the plate, does his signature check swing motion toward the pitcher as DeSado comes set, winds and deals. First pitch, fastball off the plate outside for ball one. Noah Betanco in the first game of this series went 2-for-4. He had 2 walks and 6 RBIs, a wide-open stance for the right-hand hitter as he swings and misses the ball away. Acedo got him to chase that pitch. Now it's a 1-1 count with nobody out in this bottom of the second inning. Acedo gets a sign, comes set. Now delivers the 1-1 pitch. Fastball is going to go off the elbow of Betanco where he has some protective gear. He will take first base on a 390 feet. Here a fastball came in toward his elbow. He wasn't quite able to turn away from it, and it thankfully went off of the elbow pad that he has on. This is a shin guard on, but that one got him on the elbow. As now Carter Jorison will come to the plate. The catcher tonight for Eric Winchester. Right-hand hitter. He caught the first game of this series where he went 2-for-2 and walked four times in the 23-9 win. A barn burner, as they call it in hockey. This, the bottom of the second, scoreless ball game. Betanco takes his lead at first, is being held on by the first baseman, Willie Tatum. Jorison steps into the box. The kid from Santa Margarita, California. He was Brandon Bowler's battery mate in game one of the series. A wide open stance for the right-hand hitter as he takes a fastball on the outside corner called strike one. So he'll be catching game one and game three of the series. He's teammates with Brandon Bowler at Palomar Junior College. One of the many pairs of teammates we have on this team. As Betanco not running. This one's hit in the air toward right. The right fielder chasing. Should be playable. They'll squeeze it on the run just in front of the track and toss it back in for out number one. That will hold Betanco at first. Carter Jorison, one of a few teammates on the team. The other set of teammates would be Brandon Zanny and Eric Winchester, both out of Ascension University. Now Keanu Mizuta will come to the plate. Out of Redding, California, and Oregon Tech. He's 4-for-9 in the series. He has a walk and a home run. Switch hitter batting left. Betanco dancing off the bag at first as Mizuta takes outside for ball one. One ball and no strikes again. Mizuta has a home run and a walk. He's 4-for-9 in the series. Steps back into the box. Left-hand hitter, even stance, deep in the box. Betanco not running on the play. Trying to deep the pitcher to throw over. As Acedo delivers a fastball on the outside corner. One ball and one strike with one gone in this bottom of the second. Now Acedo out of the stretch. First base side comes set. Betanco running. The throw from the catcher Morris is in time. And Noah Betanco is caught stealing. Couldn't quite get there in time or avoid the tag as he slid in. A great throw from the catcher Brad Morris was on the money. In order to get Betanco, he had to throw it right on that right field side of the second base bag. Now the 1-2 delivery is on the outside corner. Strike three called. Mizuta did not believe it. Shakes his head in disbelief as he'll saunter back to the dugout. He's down on strikes. And that's the way the inning ends. The Colt 45s threaten, but they do not score. We're scoreless after two, headed to the top of the third. Tonight's game is sponsored by Clemson University. Clemson University is dedicated to nurturing a community of faithful champions and individuals who understand that their education is their calling. Their commitment goes beyond academic excellence. It's about cultivating leaders who, inspired by their faith, are ready to address the challenges of the world with compassion and integrity. Clemson University, online at clemsonu.edu.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
You always wanted to finish your degree. Now is the time, and Simpson University is still open. Our adult degree completion program is flexible, convenient, and affordable. We know you are busy, so you can attend classes here in the Reading area or online and finish your bachelor's degree in as little as 12 to 16 months. Our programs are affordable, convenient, and flexible. Classes are beginning soon. To learn more about how to finish your degree and advance your career, go to simpson.edu or call 530-226-4606.
Hello, fans. Welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. It's the nine-hitter facing off against Eric Winchester in this top of the third. He swings and misses it. A fastball for strike one. It's Dylan Dre in this top of the third inning. It's a scoreless ball game. Eric Winchester winds and deals a fastball. Misses upstairs. Even up the count at one ball and one strike. Colt 45s had the leadoff man aboard last inning, but could not score him after Betanco was caught stealing. The 1-1 delivery from Winchester swung on a miss for strike two. Eric Winchester already showing off that heater in the high octane. As Dylan Dre with a wide open stance on the right side, the old school stirrups, fouls this one out of play over the first base dugout. The count remains one ball and two strikes. Eric Winchester will get a new baseball now. One ball, two strikes, nobody out. We're scoreless in the top of the third. Now Winchester kicks and deals the 1-2. Fouled off the plate. Almost stayed fair, but then ended up going foul up the third baseline. And the count remains one ball and two strikes. Calderon came charging in from third, and Winchester also coming off the mound. Charged it toward foul territory, but was not able to corral it in time. And now Dre will look down at his third base coach, Kim Davison. Get his sign. Now steps back into the box. The 1-2 delivery from Winchester is a fastball fouled off again over the screen and toward the parking lot. The count remains one ball and two strikes in this now six-pitch battle. Winchester shakes off his catcher, Joris, and now agrees. The 1-2 delivery. It's a slider just off the plate outside. Two balls and two strikes. Winchester thought he got the call, but did not quite catch the corner. It was at the knees, but not quite able to paint the black on that one. Now, the 2-2 delivery from the 6-4 right-hander out of Diamond Bar, California. Swung on and missed by Dre for strikeout number 5. And through 2 1/3, Eric Winchester now facing the top of the order again. It'll be his second time through the lineup. He has 5 strikeouts on the evening. All 5 have been swinging. Now Brett Griffiths in this top of the third inning, playing shortstop tonight. Winchester winds and deals a fastball on the inner half called strike one. Brett Griffiths, right-hand hitter. Infield at normal depth with Calderon playing a couple steps behind the bag. The 0-1 delivery misses away. One ball and one strike. The lights have come on here at Tagger Field. The sun starting its descension on a way cooler night than we've had in a month or so as Griffiths fouls this one back toward the parking lot for strike two. One ball and two strikes. It's much cooler as we had games in the hundreds previously this season. Even last night, first pitch, it was over 100 degrees. Now a 1-2 count on the right-hand hitting Griffiths. Winchester gets a sign, winds and deals. A fastball in the dirt blocked by Drew Morrison. Two balls and two strikes. Two balls, two strikes with one out after Dre struck out. On deck is Lance Sabaki, who walked his first time up. Now Winchester gets a sign. Jorison says blown in. The 2-2 pitch is popped up toward the first base coach's box. Norton will drift over there and get under it before squeezing it for out number two. An easy out there. A routine pop-up for Kyle Norton. And now Lance Sabaki will come to the plate. He walked and then was caught stealing his first time up. Rocking the old-school stirrups. Old-school stirrup-style socks, rather. They're up high as he grounds this one right towards Vela at second, who gobbles it up and flicks it on over to first base in time for a 4-3 putout. And NBO Sacramento goes 1-2-3. We're headed to the bottom of the third. Tonight's Colt 45's baseball game is brought to you by Simpson University. Simpson University is dedicated to nurturing a community of faithful champions, individuals who understand that their education is their calling. Their commitment goes beyond academic excellence. It's about cultivating leaders who, inspired by their faith, are ready to address the challenges of the world with compassion and integrity. Simpson University at simpsonu.edu.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hello, fans. Welcome back to Tiger Field in Reading, California. It's Sutter Moss up to the plate. It's the bottom of the third. It's a scoreless ball game in front of what seems to be just about a capacity crowd here at Tiger Field in Reading, California. I'm Jacob Green, bringing you live Colt 45's baseball. It's great to have you with us. As Acedo, the righty, winds and deals. First pitch swinging from Moss, grounds it right toward Tatum at first. A foot race to the bag. And the pitcher, Acedo, gets the toss just in time. Put his foot on the bag after Willie Tatum underhand tossed it to him. He beat Sutter Moss to the bag in the foot race. And Moss is retired. First pitch swing. And now Joel Calderon will come to the plate. Playing third base tonight. He's 2-for-5 in the series with a walk. Right-hand hitter. Wide open stance. As Acedo winds and delivers a fastball. Check swing by Calderon. Called a strike as it was on the inner half at the belt. The ball is in one strike with one out. The infield playing back. Acedo winds and deals the 0-1. Misses way outside. Goes all the way back to the screen. The catcher Morris not able to grab it. One ball, one strike. On the right-hand hitting Calderon, who waves the bat back and forth. Now ready as Acedo kicks and deals the 1-1 out of the windup. Check swing again, ball in the dirt. Calderon did not go around. Two balls and one strike. Calderon working the count. Vela, the top of the order, he's on deck. The 2-1 delivery from Acedo is hit in the air towards center. Center fielder giving chase. Over his shoulder, will squeeze it for out number two. Calderon gives it a ride to the deepest part of the ballpark, but the center fielder, Henry Palmer, able to squeeze it on the run, making a great over-the-shoulder catch for out number two. And after Betanco's single, Dan Acedo has really settled in here, retiring the next four facing now the top of the order. As Dusty Vela will come to the plate, he grounded out his first time up. Acedo winds up and deals to the left hand hitting Vela. Fastball misses up for ball one. One ball and no strikes with two outs in this scoreless ball game. It's the bottom of the third. Vela ready now as Acedo winds and delivers. Swing and a miss. Got him to chase a breaking ball down low to even the count at one ball and one strike. Now Vela waves the wood. Even stance from the left side. Morris sets up in. Acedo winds and delivers a fastball hit in the air towards center. Palmer giving chase toward the left center gap. In front of the 370 mark, it's playable, and he'll camp under it and squeeze it for out number three. So the Colt 45s go 1-2-3. We're scoreless after three, headed to the fourth inning. Tonight's Colt 45 baseball game is brought to you by Simpson University. Simpson University is dedicated to nurturing a community of faithful champions and individuals who understand their education is their calling. Their commitment goes beyond academic excellence. It's about cultivating leaders who, inspired by their faith, are ready to address the challenges of the world with compassion and integrity. Simpson University at simpsonu.edu.
Years ago, Simpson University arrived in Reading with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
You always wanted to finish your degree. Now is the time, and Simpson University is still open. Our adult degree completion program is flexible, convenient, and affordable. We know you are busy, so you can attend classes here in the Reading area or online and finish your bachelor's degree in as little as 12 to 16 months. Our programs are affordable, convenient, and flexible. Classes are beginning soon. To learn more about how to finish your degree and advance your career, go to simpson.edu or call 530-226-4606.
Hello, fans. Welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. It's Henry Palmer, the center fielder up to the plate. He singled his last time up as Winchester winds and delivers a breaking ball in the dirt blocked by Dorison. That's ball one. One ball and no strikes. You're listening to KCNR, Shasta, Redding, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM. We're online at KCNR1460.com. I'm Jacob Green. We've got David Wiley back in the studio. It's great to have you with us as Palmer pops this one up on the infield. Norton standing on first base will squeeze it for out number one, and the leadoff man is retired. That's where Palmer pops out to Mr. Kyle Norton over there at first base. Now Duncan Hansen will come to the plate. Tonight's backstop. Tonight's designated hitter, rather. He was the backstop last night. He takes a fastball off the plate outside for ball one. One ball and no strikes to the DH. Now Winchester winds and deals a 1-0 swing and a miss. One ball and one strike now. The righty Hansen with a close stance from the right side. Winchester winds and deals a 1-1 delivery, misses outside for ball two. Two balls and one strike. Duncan Hansen was the catcher last night. He went 0 for 4. Out of pitch from Winchester, fouled back to the screen to even up the count at two balls and two strikes. Now Winchester with the baseball back. Glove the belt, kicks and deals the 2-2 pitch with one out. Comes hit in the air toward left. Smith giving chase, should be playable to the track at the wall. Kicks off the wall, it's over his head, and cruising into second base with a stand-up double as it kicks away into left center field. Duncan Hansen has himself a double. McGuire Smith was giving chase to that ball in front of the Jack's Grill sign and the Holiday Market sign out there. Reached up with the glove, and it went over it, off the wall, caromed all the way back into left center field where Griffith Benn was, where he played it back in to the cutoff man, Sutter Moss, to hold Duncan Hansen at second base with a stand-up double. Now Willie Tatum to the plate, right-hand hitter, open stance, standing at about 6'4". He's got some pop. He takes a fastball on the outer half at the belt called strike one. Great pitch there from Winchester. The infield has shifted Tatum, the right-hand hitter, to pull. Just a couple of steps toward the third baseline. Now Winchester comes set first base out of the rubber. Checks the runner back. The 0-1 delivery with one out. Check swing. Called a strike on the outside corner. Now the count. No balls and two strikes. Winchester gets a sign from Jorison. Duncan Hansen at second base. He doubled. There's one out here in this top of the fourth. Now Winchester gets a sign. The 0-2 delivery to the right-hand hitting Tatum. Slider misses up. One ball and two strikes now. Winchester searching for his sixth strikeout. All five have been swinging. Right in hitting Tatum readies as Winchester comes set first base side of the rubber. The 1-2 delivery from Eric Winchester in the dirt blocked by Jorison. Quickly pounces on it as it kicked away up the third baseline. They check down to first for the appeal as Tatum checks swung on it. Holding at second base was Duncan Hansen as the ball did not kick away nearly far enough, especially given Jorison's ability to throw runners out. And now the count at two balls and two strikes. Tatum will step out of the box, go for a little walk, now steps back in, taps the plate with his bat, waves it back and forth at Winchester as Winchester peers in at Jorison to get his sign. First base side of the rubber. Now Winchester comes set. Jorison sets up low and away. The 2-2 delivery with one out and the runner at second. Fastball misses low. Three balls and two strikes. Winchester having to pitch out of the stretch with the runner on in the infield. Playing at normal depth, but Calder in the third baseman and Moss, the shortstop, shifted a couple of steps toward third. Vela playing just to the right of the second base bag on the limited outfield grass. The 2-2 delivery with one out is a ball in the dirt, blocked by Jorson, the catcher, to hold the runner at second, and Tatum works a walk. Now it's runners at first and second after Eric Winchester issues his second free pass of the evening. He's allowed two walks. Brad Morris, the catcher, will come to the plate, a right-hand hitter. Runners at first and second as the Colt 45s search for two on the infield. They play the infield at double play depth. Huge hitting room on the right side between Norton and Vela. Now the delivery from Winchester is swung on and missed for strike one. No balls and one strike. With one out as Brad Morris with a wide open stance. Winchester checks the runners back at first and second. The infield playing behind them with one out. Foul back to the screen for strike two. No balls and two strikes. Winchester will get a new baseball and go for a little walk. And rub up a new baseball as he climbs back up the hill. Now peering at Jorson, his catcher. Comes set first base out of the rubber. Checks the runners back at first and second. The 0-2 delivery with one out to the right hand hitting Morris. Fastball grounded, just foul. Wide of the bag at third. Still no balls and two strikes as Winchester climbs back up the front slope of the mound. Looking to get either a ground ball or a strikeout here to get out number two or possibly a double play. Winchester gets his sign, comes set again. The 0-2 delivery with one out is just a bit inside. Didn't quite catch the inside corner there. Count moves to one ball and two strikes. Still with one out. The outfield playing straight up except for Griffith Finn in center. He's a few steps toward right center. Now a 1-2 count on the right-hand hitting Brad Morris. The runners at first and second. The 1-2 delivery from Winchester is just a bit low. Drew a check swing from Morris, but he didn't go around. And the fastball missed just a bit below the knee. And Morris now works the count 2-2. Two balls and two strikes. Hanson at second. Tatum at first. After the double and the walk, there's one out in this top of the fourth inning in a scoreless ballgame. The 2-2 delivery from Winchester is fouled out of play. Back over the first base dugout. The count remains two balls and two strikes. Now Winchester coming set to deliver the seventh pitch of this at-bat after multiple foul balls from Brad Morris, the right-hand hitter. With a wide-open stance, Winchester gets a sign. Comes set again. Checks the runners back at first and second. The 2-2 delivery with one out. It's in the dirt, blocked by Jorson, kicks away from him. The throw down to third is over the head of Calderon, who leaps for it, knocks it down, but it trickles into left field where Sutter Moss is backing up the play, and both runners will advance on the passed ball from Jorson. Ball was in the dirt. Jorson glided to his left to keep it from going away. But it ended up caroming off of his chest and up the third baseline. Now a full count on Brad Morris. Runners at second and third. There's two runners in scoring position. Winchester winds and deals a 3-2. Is a fastball. This is just a bit up. That will load the bases. As now the second walk of the inning is issued. And Bob Anderson will come out to the mound to have a little talk with his pitcher, Eric Winchester. The bases are loaded. And in this scoreless ballgame, it's the top of the fourth. Eric Winchester just needs a ground ball to get out of the jam. There's three runners on after the double, and then the two walks have loaded the bases. There's one gone. All the Colt 45s need here is a ground ball to turn two on the infield. But again, there's a force at every base, so they likely will not bring the infield in. They might draw the corners in, first and third baseman of Calderon and Norton. But they will have Sutter Moss and Dusty Vela at shortstop and second base playing up the middle to look for two on the infield and retire the side. Hopefully escape the inning unscathed as Drew Hanson, the left fielder, will come to the plate. He struck out swinging his first time up. He saw three pitches and all three were strikes. Now Eric Winchester, Bob Anderson has made his way back to the dugout. Comes set, peers in at Jorson, the catcher, the corners, even with the bags at first and third. Runners take their leads. The delivery from Winchester misses low and away for ball one. On the left-hand hitting, Drew Hanson. There's one out. It's top of the fourth. It's a scoreless ball game, but NBO Sacramento is threatening here. Calderon and Norton at first and third, playing on the rim of the infield grass. The 1-0 delivery from Winchester. Swing and a miss for strike one. Blew a fastball by Hansen. Took a huge rip at it. Could not make contact. Now one ball and one strike. Winchester has that heater. Old reliable for him. One ball, one strike with one out. Winchester comes set. 1-1 delivery is grounded foul toward the on-deck circle for strike two. One ball and two strikes. Winchester with the fastball breaking ball arsenal. Looking to get a punch out or a ground ball here. One ball, two strikes with one out. Left hand hitting Hansen. As Winchester comes set, first base out of the rubber, the 1-2 delivery. Fastball misses upstairs. Two balls and two strikes. I would expect Winchester to go back to the breaking ball here. Try and draw Hansen to swing and miss, or blow a heater by him again and get a swing and a miss. He'll be pitching low in the zone trying to get a ground ball. Now the 2-2 delivery as Jorison sets up low and away. He's hit in the air towards center. Finn giving chase. Should be playable. He will not get it. It's going to go all the way to the wall. One run will score. Around third is Tatum. And around third is Morris coming in to score. And into third with a triple is Drew Hansen. NBO Sacramento puts three on the board with a bases clearing triple from Drew Hansen. And suddenly, it's a 3-0 ball game. NBO Sacramento with a 3-run lead. Drew Hansen drove that ball to the deepest part of the ballpark. Griffith Fenn was playing straight up in center field in front of the 406 sign. It landed just to the right of the flagpole out there. Again, the deepest part of the ballpark. Anywhere else, that would have been over the wall. Now runner at third. The right end hitting. Forrest Kistner takes a called strike one on the inside corner. A three-bagger from Drew Hansen scores three. Now the 0-1 delivery with a runner at third, the infield back to normal depth. Swing and a miss for strike two. Kistner fooled on the breaking ball, was in the dirt. Torsen able to corral it. No balls and two strikes. The right hand hitting Kistner. He grounded out his first time up. An even stance deep in the box. Jorison gives Winchester a sign. Now the 0-2 delivery. Fastball swing and a miss. Winchester bounces back. It's his 6K of the evening. That's out number two. With the runner at third, there's no activity up in the Cole 45 bullpen. Bob Anderson is trusting Winchester to get out of this inning. Hopefully keeping the runner stranded at third. Now there's two outs for the nine hitter, the third baseman Dylan Dre. He struck out swinging his first time up. Right hand hitter, open stance with the old school stirrups as Winchester comes set. Now delivers a fastball, is fouled back to the screen for strike one. NBO Sacramento has not been able to catch up to that fastball all night long, except for that triple by Drew Hansen. Now Winchester comes set. The 0-1 delivery is fouled back again over the screen toward the parking lot for strike two. No balls and two strikes with two gone. It's a 3-0 ball game after the bases clearing triple from Drew Hansen, NBO Sacramento's left fielder. Now with an 0-2 count, Winchester comes set. Now winds and deals the 0-2 pitch. Popped up toward right field. And Norton will go out, drift under it, and squeeze it for out number three. Winchester surrenders three runs, but escapes the inning with minimal damage. It's 3-0 after 3.5. Tonight's game is sponsored by Simpson University. Simpson University is dedicated to nurturing a community of faithful champions, individuals who understand their education is their calling. Their commitment goes beyond academic excellence. It's about cultivating leaders who, inspired by their faith, are ready to address the challenges of the world with compassion and integrity. Simpson University at simpsonu.edu.
You always wanted to finish your degree. Now is the time, and Simpson University is still open. Our adult degree completion program is flexible, convenient, and affordable. We know you are busy, so you can attend classes here in the Reading area or online and finish your bachelor's degree in as little as 12 to 16 months. Our programs are affordable, convenient, and flexible. Classes are beginning soon. To learn more about how to finish your degree and advance your career, go to simpson.edu or call 530-226-4606.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Reading with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu. 100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tagger Field. Griffin Finn, first pitch swing, grounded. That one right to Tatum, who took it himself for out number one. And now McGuire Smith will come to the plate. Colt 45 is now in a 3-0 deficit as Dan Acedo winds and deals to the left-hand hitting McGuire Smith. A fastball on the inner half for strike one. It was a bases-clearing triple that did the damage to the Colt 45s as Indio Sacramento now has a 3-0 lead in this bottom of the fourth. The righty Acedo winds and deals the 0-1. It's grounded towards the second baseman who gloves and throws to first in time for the putout. And McGuire Smith out on the 4-3 putout will be out number two. Quickly two away here in this bottom of the fourth as Kyle Norton will now come to the plate. He flew out to center field his first time up. He'll step in the box, left-hand hitter. And even stance, tonight's first baseman. He had a couple of nice plays last night as Sato winds and deals. Showing bunt up the third baseline. Third baseman charges, gloves, throws the first, not in time. Just past the first baseman, but Norton will remain at first on the bunt single. A great idea there from Kyle Norton with the third baseman, Dylan Dre, playing back at third. He had to come all the way in from 4 or 5 steps behind the third base bag. Where the bunt was, it was about 2 feet off the line at third and just past the pitcher's mound. He was not able to make the throw in time. And now Norton will be at first as Brandon Zanny is going to pinch hit for Noah Betanco in this fourth inning. He'll take over the DH responsibilities. Right-hand hitter, slightly open stance as Norton takes his lead, being held on by Tatum. And Zanny takes outside for ball one. One ball and no strikes. With two outs in this bottom of the fourth inning, it's a 3-0 ball game, NBO on top. Norton not running as Zanny takes another pitch low in the dirt for ball two. Zanny on the year has been one of the hitters that walks a lot. Between him, Sutter Moss, and Griffin Fenn, the 2-0 delivery misses high, goes all the way back to the screen, past the catcher Morris, and taking second base easily on the pass ball is Norton. On the wild pitch, rather, not scored a pass ball as the catcher was unable to corral it. It was above his head. He had to come out of the crouch to even get the tip of his glove on it. Now 3 balls and no strikes on the right end hitting Zanny. Norton at second base in scoring position. The 3-0 delivery from the righty Acedo. A fastball on the inside corner called strike one. Zanny started making his way towards first, thought he had a walk. But he's called back. Now he'll step back in the box on the right side. 3 balls and 1 strike. Acedo comes set, first base out of the rubber. The 3-1 delivery is a fastball. In on the shoulders of Zanny, turning away from it. And he will take first base with a walk. Now the tying run will come to the plate, and Carter Jorison, runners on first and second. Jorison on the year is been one of the better hitters for the Colt 45s. He's batting .395. He's got 43 at-bats on the year. First pitch swinging, hits this one toward the right center field gap. Coming in to score around third is Norton. And cruising into third is Danny. Staying at first is Carter Torreson. And he has himself an RBI single. So Norton was able to come around to score. Zanny hustled into third on the play. Jorison, first pitch swinging, has an RBI. Now it's a 3-1 ball game. A great hit there from Jorison. They'll get a courtesy runner and Mason Cassingham out there at first. He hit it right on the screws toward the 370 mark out there in right center field. End up getting cut off by the center fielder for NBO, Henry Palmer, before he relayed it back in. It kicked away from the cutoff man, but Zanny not quite able to take home. It didn't kick away far enough. Now, switch hitter batting left, Gianna Mizuta will come to the plate. Takes a first pitch fastball at the belt on the outer half, a called strike one. No balls and one strike to the right fielder. He's 4-for-9 in the series. He struck out earlier tonight. Now, Cassingham running. This one's fouled back toward the crowd for strike two. No balls and two strikes. Mizuta does have a home run in the series. He homered last night. Steps back into the box. Now readies. Batter calls timeout. Mizuta hit a home run in the third inning of last night's contest. Of the first game of the series contest, rather. And the 23-9 win. Now the 0-2 delivery. Cassingham running. Fastball on the outside corner. And the two-out rally ends as Mizuta strikes out looking for the second time tonight. It was that fastball on the outside corner at the belt yet again. It's been his kryptonite. And both runners are stranded. It's 3-1 after four, right into the top of the fifth. Tonight's Colt 45's baseball game is brought to you by Simpson University. Simpson University is dedicated to nurturing a community of faithful champions, individuals who understand their education is their calling. Their commitment goes beyond academic excellence. It's about cultivating leaders who, inspired by their faith, are ready to address the challenges of the world with compassion and integrity. Simpson University at simpsonu.edu.
Years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu. 100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Redding with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. The leadoff man, Brett Griffiths, taking a called strike one on the outside corners. Winchester winds and deals again, misses low and outside. One ball and one strike now. With nobody out, the top of the fifth inning in this 3-1 ball game. Last inning for NBO, they had a base clearing triple that resulted in their 3-run lead before the Colt 45s got one back. And a round ball right toward the third baseman, Calderon, who fields it and throws to first in time from the 5-3 put out. Joel Calderon has really settled in there at third base for this series. He had a couple of miscues earlier this season at the hot corner, but last night and game one of the series has been flashing the leather. Right there, making that hot shot right at him, right at the hot corner, making it look routine. A great play there by Calderon. And now, pinch hitter Davis Brawley will come to the plate, a right-hand hitter. He'll step into the box, facing off against Eric Winchester. Nobody on infield at normal depth. Winchester winds and deals a fastball upstairs for ball one. Davis Grawley started the game last night before he was pinch hit for in the ninth. He went 1-for-3 and reached on the fielder's choice. He hits a line shot back of first base. Norton leaping into the air will catch it in the webbing of his glove for out number two. A great play by Kyle Norton, the first baseman. It's a line shot cutting away from him toward the right field foul line. He reached over his shoulder running back and caught it on the backhand with his right hand. Now Henry Palmer will come to the plate. First pitch fastball catches the elbow of him and he'll take first base on the hit by pitch. A absolutely sensational play from Kyle Norton, who's also been flashing the leather over there at first base. First baseman, as a former third baseman myself, I do believe they're a little bit underappreciated. Usually the best glove on the infield. He's made a couple of run-saving plays at first base, picking balls in the dirt and such. Now, two gone as the right-hand hitting Duncan Hanson swings and misses the first pitch he sees. Fastball on the outer half, not able to catch up to it. No balls and one strike. Runner at first being held on by Kyle Norton. Manchester comes set out of the stretch, lines and deals, and Hanson fouls this one back over the screen for strike two. No balls and two strikes. With two gone here, it's the top of the fifth and a 3-1 ball game. The infield playing the right end, hitting Hanson to pole. The 0-2 delivery with two outs from the right hand throwing Winchester misses high. One ball and two strikes. Jorison now gives Winchester the sign. Winchester pitching out of the stretch. Palmer on base at first. He's got speed. So he is an outfielder and this one's fouled back again. Hanson stays battling, fighting off that pitch. One ball and two strikes. Still, Henry Palmer in center field tonight. He singled his last time up. We saw the speed there in his hard 90. The 1-2 delivery to the right-hand hitting Hanson. It's way down and swung on and missed. Hanson goes down on strikes. Winchester completely fooled him there. Hanson was way out in front. He was looking for a breaking ball and ended up seeing the heater. That is out number three, and the runner is stranded at first. NBO Sacramento threatens, but they do not score. We're over halfway through our ballgame here at Tagger Field in Redding, California. 3-1. Right into the bottom of the fifth. Tonight's Colt 45's baseball game is brought to you by Simpson University. Simpson University is dedicated to nurturing a community of playful champions, individuals who understand that their education is their calling. Their commitment goes beyond academic excellence. It's about cultivating leaders who, inspired by their faith, are ready to address the challenges of the world with compassion and integrity. Simpson University online at simpsonu.edu.
Years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu. 100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hello, fans. Welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. The 0-2 count on Sutter Moss as he took both pitches for strikes on the outside corner. Bob Anderson just got a warning after he verbally disagreed with the home plate umpire from the third base dugout on that second pitch that came in. According to the home plate umpire, it caught the corner, but according to Bob Anderson, he disagreed as he gets the warning from the home plate umpire. Now it's an 0-2 count on the left-hand hitting Sutter Moss, tonight's shortstop. Wide open stance from that left side as Acedo, first base out of the rubber, winds and deals the 0-2, misses high and outside. One ball and two strikes now on Sutter Moss, the left-hand hitter. Nobody out. Infield playing at normal depth. The 1-2 delivery from the righty Acedo misses in the dirt. Two balls and two strikes. Was way low and inside on Sutter Moss. Sutter Moss is 0-1. He grounded out his last time up. First pitch swinging. Now the 2-2 delivery. The breaking ball waved at and pokes it foul over the third base dugout to keep the count at two balls and two strikes. Two balls, two strikes to the Colt 45 shortstop. Now the delivery is fouled back to the screen. Two balls and two strikes on Sutter Moss as Acedo gets to do baseball. Here's another sketcher. Morris now comes set. The 2-2 delivery out of the windup with nobody out in this bottom of the fifth, and a 3-1 ball game is taken in the dirt for ball three. Three balls and two strikes. Sutter Moss has now worked the count full. Full count with nobody out. The payoff delivery from Acedo misses high and away, and Sutter Moss works himself a walk, and the leadoff man is aboard for Sutter Moss, leading in the walks category for the whole team. That was his 39th of the year. Now Joel Calderon will come to the plate. Calderon, his last time up, flew out to the center fielder. The ball hit on the screws to the deepest part of the ballpark. An unfortunate turn of events that resulted in an out. He's going to Antelope Valley Junior College. Calderon with a wide open stance. Runner not going. Calderon swings and misses the pitch outside. Strike one. Sutter Moss broke toward second, but then ran back to first base, just trying to deke a run over, a throw over rather. The 0-1 delivery is popped up toward the right field line, toward foul territory. Both right fielder and first baseman giving chase, but it lands out of play. It's a long and high strike two from Calderon as Acedo with a new baseball. Runner at first, that's Moss. He walked. The infielder double play depth looking for two with nobody out here in this bottom of the fifth. The 0-2 delivery is hit on the line, shot toward right field. The right fielder giving chase, goes into a dive. It's off his glove. It's going to go toward the corner. Around second and into third is Moss, staying at second base is Calderon, and Calderon reaches on the double and up to third base is Sutter Moss. Suddenly the tying run is at second base. There's a line shot chasing away from the right fielder of NBO Sacramento, Forrest Kistner. He went into a dive, couldn't quite make the catch. It went off the tip of his glove and trickled toward the 310 mark out there beyond the advertisements out there on the yellow wall. Now the corners will be drawn in for Dusty Vela, the leadoff man. As Acedo out of the stretch winds and deals, this pitch is grounded foul up the first baseline for strike one. Dusty Vela on the year is batting .347. He has 36 RBIs. Looking to get more here. The tying run at second base, that's Calderon. Now the 0-1 delivery to the left-hand hitting Vela is in the dirt, kicks all the way back to the screen. Hustling in to score is Moss, and moving up to third is Joel Calderon. A wild pitch puts the tying run 90 feet away. Now a 1-1 count on the left-hand hitting Dusty Vela. And it's 3-2. The Colt 45 is down only by one now. A 1-1 count, nobody out in this 3-2 ball game in the bottom of the fifth. Vela ready. The corner infielders along with the middle infielders are now all drawn in on the rim of the infield grass. The 1-1 delivery to Velez hit in the air toward right. The right fielder giving chase, looking up. It is gone! Dele un beso! That ball is over the wall, and the Colt 45s have taken the lead on the two-run shot from Dusty Velez. Pandemonium breaks out. It's a 4-3 ball game in this bottom of the sixth as the crowd rises to their feet, applauding the leadoff man, Dusty Vela. He gets his two more RBIs on the season, and it's a 4-3 lead for the Colt 45s as Griffith Finn will come to the plate. Still nobody out here in this bottom of the fifth. Left-hand inning Finn now steps in. First pitch swinging, skies one towards center. Center fielder charging in and will squeeze it for out number one. Griffith Finn, first pitch swinging. That one right at the center fielder. As the Colt 45s have come all the way back from their three-run deficit, they now have the one-run lead as McGuire Smith comes to the plate. He's 1-for-2 tonight. He is singled and grounded out. Left-hand hitter, even stance, waves the bat back and forth. Nobody on with one out as Acedo winds and deals. She's hit in the air toward left center. The center fielder giving chase. On the run will drop it in front of the track. McGuire Smith rounds first and is in to second, standing up on the error from the center fielder, Henry Palmer, who couldn't quite corral it cleanly. And Smith will be at second base. What looked like a routine fly ball ended up being dropped by Henry Palmer. And now NBO Sacramento becoming a little bit unraveled here. The state are looking to settle back in, facing off against Kyle Moulton, who's 1-for-2 tonight. Winds and deals out of the stretch. The chopper right toward the first baseman, who tries to back hit it, leaps up for it, goes off the tip of his glove, and Norton's going to be safe at first. And safe at third is McGuire Smith. So an unfortunate turn of events here for NBO Sacramento. The Colt 45s have runners at the corners. It's a 4-3 ball game with one out in the bottom of the fifth. They've scored three to take the lead here after a couple of hard hit balls that just couldn't quite find the sweet spot of the glove for NBO Sacramento. Tatum has moved over to third base after Davis Grawley is now came in the game to play first base. Zanny comes to the plate now, pops this one toward the first base dugout. The first baseman, Grawley, giving chase, will not get to it. He'll run out of room. Now an 0-1 count on Brandon Zanny. He walked his last time up. Runners at first and third. That's Norton and McGuire Smith. As Acedo comes set, Norton, big lead at first, not running. This one's hit in the air toward right center field. The center fielder giving chase. The right fielder under it should be playable. He'll squeeze it. Tagging on the play and diving in head first to home is McGuire Smith. He's safe on the sacrifice fly from Brandon Zanny. And that was 5-3, the Colt 45s ahead. Kyle Norton stays at first. Play 5-3, it's now. Press now, two gone. In this bottom of the fifth inning, they've scored four. Now Carter Dorison will come to the plate. He has singled and flown out tonight. He's 1-for-2. Still dancing off the bag at first, being held on by Grawley. Dorison takes a called strike one on the inside corner. A great pitch there from Tatum. Now, Dorison with a wide open stance. Norton shifting back and forth. Dorison lines one past the first base and into right field for a base hit. A wide turn at second base by Norton. He scampers back. Out single from Carter Dorison. That's his second hit of the night. At that as well. He has two hits on the night. Mason Cassingham will go out there to be the courtesy runner. Up base. This rally. It is now Keanu Mizuda to the plate. He's home. last, but he struck out twice tonight looking for his first hit of the ball game. As the manager for NDO Sacramento will trot out to the mound. My apologies to the pitching coach, Tim Davison, out to the mound. He'll have a little chat with his pitcher, Dan Acedo, as we get some Jeopardy theme music playing. And it looks like it might be a new pitcher for NDO Sacramento. Willie Tatum, who started the game at first base, shifted over to third base after Davis Grawley came in pinch hitting for Lance Sabaki, the second baseman. So Sabaki, I believe, stayed in the game at second base. But I'm not quite sure. It's actually Davis Grawley's at second base, rather. And then there was a defensive replacement that shifted Willie Tatum on over to third base. Now, the mound is broken up. Both runners going to throw down to second base. To get Cassingham is in time, and after all that, Mason Cassingham is caught stealing to end things. Mizuta will get a fresh set of downs when we head to the bottom of the sixth. Next inning, back out there is Eric Winchester. Tonight's game is sponsored by Cincinnati University. Cincinnati University is dedicated to nurturing community of faithful champions, individuals who understand their education is their calling. Their commitment goes beyond academic excellence. It's about cultivating leaders who, inspired by their faith, are ready to address the challenges of the world with compassion and integrity. Cincinnati University at cincinnu.edu.
Promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with the promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu. 100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hello, fans. Welcome back to Tiger Field in Reading, California. The third baseman, Willie Tatum, to the plate. A right-hand hitter facing off against Eric Winchester in this top of the sixth inning as Winchester delivers a first pitch fastball in the dirt blocked by Jorison. Tatum not chasing that pitch as it was down and in. Now Winchester peering in. Gets his sign. Wines and deals. Swing and a miss from Tatum. Fooled him on the breaking ball. Evens up the count at one ball and one strike. One ball, one strike. Nobody out. Eric Winchester now pitching with the lead. Delivers a 1-1. A fastball in the inner half. Called strike two. One ball and two strikes on the third baseman, Willie Tatum. Now the 1-2 delivery from Winchester. This is low and away. Check swing, appeal to first. No on the appeal. And Tatum stays alive with two balls and two strikes. Infield at normal depth. The 2-2 delivery with nobody out from Winchester is popped up toward the parking lot. And Tatum stays alive again. Darkness has started to fall and the lights have taken full effect. Here at Tiger Field in Reading, California. It's a 5-3 ball game in the top of the sixth. Wide open stance from Tatum. Winchester winds and deals a breaking ball upstairs for ball three. Jorison snags it, reaching up above his head. Snow cones it. A great squeeze there from Jorison, the catcher. Now the count full with nobody out in this top of the sixth. Winchester winds and deals a fastball on the inside corner at the knees. Mr. Tatum, you looking to buy anything? He says, no thanks, I'm just looking. And he's down on strikes for out number one. That is also the seventh strikeout from Eric Winchester. The eighth strikeout, rather, as he had seven previously. And now Brad Morris, the catcher, will come to the plate. A wide open stance. First pitch, swing and a miss. Strike one, a breaking ball off the outside edge. Got him to bite. No balls and one strike with one gone at the top of the sixth. Eric Winchester now pitching with the 5-3 lead. The 0-1 delivery sails high. Evens up the count at one ball and one strike. Jorison again coming out of the crouch to receive it. One ball, one strike, one out. And this top of the sixth, Winchester peers in at Jorison. Gets a sign, winds and deals a 1-1. In the dirt, misses low for ball two. Morris thought about swinging, didn't quite pull the trigger on it. Two balls and one strike. Now Winchester rubs up the baseball, comes set on the mound, kicks and deals the 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss for strike two. Blew a fastball by him, high octane. Now a 2-2 count on Morris, the backstop for Indio Sacramento. Wide open stance on the right side. Winchester winds and deals the 2-2 in the dirt, blocked by Jorison. Looks like a breaking ball there. Now Winchester will go for a little walk around the backstop of the mound. Now climbs back up the hill. Here's in at Jorison again. Jorison sets up low and in. The payoff delivery is swung on and grounded up the third baseline. Calder and gloves. Throws to first in time for the out. A great play there on the backhand from Calderon. A ground ball right up the third baseline. He moved to his right about two or three steps behind the bag at third, set his feet, and threw across the diamond for the second out of the inning. Now there's two gone for the left-hand hitting Drew Hansen, the left fielder. He had the bases clearing triple last inning. An even stance from the left-hand hitter is Winchester kicks and deals. Misses low for ball one. Breaking ball there. Didn't catch the zone. Drew Hansen out there in left field tonight. The socks up high. Swings on this one. Grounds it right back to Winchester, the pitcher. Gloves and throws the first on a line for the out. A 1-3 put out ends the sixth. And NBO Sacramento goes 1-2-3. 3 up and 3 down. We're headed to the bottom of the sixth. Tonight's Colt 45's baseball game is brought to you by Simpson University. Simpson University is dedicated to nurturing a community of faithful champions. Individuals who understand their education is their calling. Their commitment goes beyond academic excellence. It's about cultivating leaders who, inspired by their faith, are ready to address the challenges of the world with compassion and integrity. Simpson University at SimpsonU.edu.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve a growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu. 100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Texas, Reading, California. Pitcher out there, NBO Sacramento, the right-hand point, Century Perry, faced off against the 7, 8, and 9 hitters, Mizuda, Moss, and Calderon for the Colt 45s. He's come on in relief of Dan Acedo, who went the first 5 of this ball game, giving up a total of 8 hits and 5 runs. He walked 2 and struck out a total of 3. So a solid outing from Dan Acedo, but now it's Dimitri Perry on in relief. The defensive replacements are Jonas Dias in the game at first base. He came into the game last inning and Willie Tatum, the first baseman of the first two games of the series, moved on over to third base, taking over there for Dylan Dre as Mizuta takes a first pitch on the inside corner called strike one. Mizuta was up to the plate, switching to batting left last inning before casting and was caught stealing. And now another pitch on the outside corner called strike two. Mizuta has struck out twice tonight, both looking. Now in an 0-2 hole with nobody out in the bottom of the sixth. It's a 5-3 ball game. The Colt 45's on top. The 0-2 delivery misses outside. One ball and two strikes on the Colt 45's right fielder. Now Perry comes set, kicks and deals a 1-2. A breaking ball misses outside. Two balls and two strikes. Now Perry comes set, first base side of the rubber glove at the belt. Kicks and deals the 2-2 offering. Is waved out, grounded toward the third baseman, Tatum, with gloves and throws to first. Down the first baseline, but the first baseman receives it and puts the tag on Mizuta for the out. A great play there by Jonas Dias, who came in the game last inning at first base, which shifted Tatum on over to third after Tatum's throw was down the first baseline. But Dias able to get a glove on it and make the play. A great play there from Jonas Dias. Now Sutter Moss will come to the plate. He walked his last time up before coming around to score. His walk started the four-run inning that eventually gave the Colt 45s the lead. Now with one out, nobody on, the right-hander Perry comes set, winds and deals. Moss swings and misses strike one. Left-hand hitter, wide open stance. 0-1 count now on him. He taps the plate with his bat. Now readies. Perry comes set, winds and deals the 0-1. It's hit in the air toward left. Left fielder giving chase. Might be playable, might have some room. He reaches up and squeezes it on the track. Sutter Moss gives it a ride, but can't quite muscle it out. That is out number two. Gave it a ride, but it was right to the warning track to the left of the Holiday Market sign out there in front of the yellow wall. Gave it about 325 feet of distance. And now Joel Calderon will come to the plate. He had double his last time up, just beyond the reach of the center fielder Palmer. He takes a first pitch fastball inside. One ball and no strikes. Right-hand hitter, open stance. Vela is on deck. The 1-0 delivery from the righty Perry. Fastball just misses inside for ball two. Two balls and no strikes on the right-hand inning Calderon. Two balls, no strikes with two outs. And Perry delivers a fastball in the inner half for strike one. Two balls and one strike now. Two balls, one strike, two out. 5-3, the Colt 45s have the lead in this bottom of the sixth. The 2-1 delivery. This is low and away for ball three. A breaking ball didn't quite catch the corner there. I expect Perry to go back to the heater as he climbs up the back slope of the hill, rubbing up a new baseball. Now, peering in his catcher glove at the belt comes set. The 3-1 delivery to the right-hand hitting Calderon is a fastball in the dirt. Calderon lays off to work the walk. And now, Dusty Vela will come to the plate. He's 1-for-3 tonight, but his last at-bat, he had that towering two-run shot that gave the Colt 45s the lead. Left-hand hitter Calderon at first being held on by Dias, the first baseman. Dusty Vela taps the plate with his bat, left-hand hitter. Calderon taking his lead at first, a couple steps off the bag. Not running on the play, tries to deke the pitcher. Vela, first pitch swing, skies it toward left, should be playable. The left fielder Hansen will get under it and squeeze it for out number three. So Calderon is stranded at first, and the side is retired. The 45s get none, but they strand one. And it's still 5-3 after six. We're headed to the top of the seventh. Tonight's game of Colt 45s Baseball is sponsored by Simpson University. Simpson University is dedicated to nurturing a community of faithful champions, individuals who understand their education is their calling. Their commitment goes beyond academic excellence. It's about cultivating leaders who are inspired by their faith are ready to address the challenges of the world with compassion and integrity. Simpson University at simpsonu.edu.
You always wanted to finish your degree. Now is the time, and Simpson University is still open. Our adult degree completion program is flexible, convenient, and affordable. We know you are busy, so you can attend classes here in the Reading area or online and finish your bachelor's degree in as little as 12 to 16 months. Our programs are affordable, convenient, and flexible. Classes are beginning soon. To learn more about how to finish your degree and advance your career, go to simpson.edu or call 530-226-4606.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Reading, California. David Henry, the pinch hitter for Forrest Kistner, facing off against Winchester in his top of the seventh to pitch on first pitch fastball in the inner half, called strike one. David Henry again, right-hand hitter, pinch hitting for Forrest Kistner. He swings and misses. That's strike two. No balls and two strikes as Eric Winchester takes a deep breath and now climbs back up on the hill. The 0-2 delivery with nobody out is fouled off for the right first base dugout and over into the parking lot. Count remains no balls and two strikes. To the right end hitting David Henry, who's pinch hitting for Forrest Kistner. Kistner went 0-2 earlier tonight. The 0-2 delivery is a line shot past the diving cauldron into left field for a base hit. A wide turn at first and played back quickly by the left fielder Smith will hold David Henry with a long single. But the leadoff man is aboard for NBO Sacramento. And just like that, the tying run is up to the plate as Jonas Dias will get his first try at Eric Winchester after he came on as a defensive replacement in the fifth inning. A right-hand hitter, open stance. Winchester out of the stretch, runner not going at first. Lives a fastball, swing and a miss. Four strike one. Jonas Dias playing first base, taking over those duties for Willie Tatum, who shifted on over to third. Dias readies as Winchester comes set. The 0-1 delivery out of the stretch from Winchester. Another fastball blows it by him for strike two. More high octane from Eric Winchester. Jonas Dias in the first game of the series went 2-for-5 with a single and double. Winchester comes set. The 0-2 delivery popped up out of play beyond the first base dugout. The count remains no balls and two strikes. And last night, Jonas Dias went 0-for-4. He was the last man standing in the ninth before the runner was caught stealing, or picked off, rather. Now the 0-2 delivery from Eric Winchester is swung on and missed for strike three, and it's another strikeout for Eric Winchester. That's number 9 on the evening. They've all been swinging except for one. That is out number 1, and now the Colt 45 is looking for 2 to get out of the inning. They were at double play depth before. They remain there for Brett Griffiths, the leadoff man, who's 0-for-3 tonight. A right-hand hitter, slightly open stance, deep in the box. Jorison gives the sign to Winchester. Norton holding on. Henry at first. Henry not going. Back pick by Jorison down to first. Tag put on the runner is not quite in time. The ball was in the dirt. Jorison corralling it. Did a great job of keeping it in front of him. Now a 1-0 count on the shortstop. Brett Griffiths, right-hand hitter. Right-on-right matchup as Winchester comes set out of the stretch. Runner 2 or 3 steps off the bag at first. This one's grounded through the left of Vela. Diving. Can't quite hold on to it, and everyone's going to be safe. Vela dove to his left, kept it in the infield, but bobbled it as it kicked away from him. Was not able to make a throw on it. So safe at second is Henry, and safe at first is Brett Griffiths on the error by Dusty Vela. It was a hot shot right at him. Couldn't quite cleanly corral it. Now there's runners at first and second with one out. The Colt 45 still looking for two in this 5-3 ball game. The go-ahead run at the plate and the tying run at first base. Winchester comes set as Davis Grawley checks in again. Right-hand hitter, and Winchester delivers a ball in the dirt. Misses low. One ball and no strikes. Runners at first and second. 5-3 ball game. You'll see to KCNR, Shasta Redding, 1468.